This is Fresh Air. Often the bad guys give the best performances in American action films. If you saw the movie Die Hard, you had to be intrigued by the sophisticated, cultured leader of the European terrorists, played by my guest Alan Rickman. And for many people, Rickman stole the show as the outrageous, evil sheriff of Nottingham in the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Rickman has spent most of his career on the British stage. The films he's done outside Hollywood have been independent productions that have played in American art houses, like Truly Madly Deeply, Closetland, and the new film Close My Eyes. Here's a scene from Die Hard, soon after Rickman and his fellow terrorists have taken over the U.S. headquarters of a giant Japanese multinational corporation. The employees are being held hostage at gunpoint. The CEO has been taken into his office, where Rickman and his men are trying to force the CEO to provide access to the computer system.
I don't have that code.
You broke in here to access our computer? Any information you could get when they wake up in Tokyo in the morning, they'll change it.
You won't be able to blackmail our executives, threaten our profits.
Sit down.
Mr. Takagi, I'm really not interested in your computer. But I need the code key because I am interested in the $640 million in negotiable bearer bonds that you have locked in your vault. And the computer controls the vault.
Want money? What kind of terrorists are you?
Who said we were terrorists?
It seems that your career has almost been one extreme or another. Either you're in a big U.S. action film or a smaller European film that's in the United States likely to run in art houses.
Well, there's no plan. It's all cumulative. The only question or remark I would make about that is this insistence on people assuming that a film that's made in Hollywood for a lot of money is therefore big, and that a film made for less money but about what might be called big issues is somehow small. And it's sort of misleading, I think. From my angle, what it means is that films like Die Hard or Robin Hood allow me to make Close My Eyes, Truly Madly Deeply, Closetland.
Do you think there are differences in the way American and European directors see you and use you?
Well, the two films that I've made in England with British directors both happen to have been written by the directors as well, and I happen to have worked with them on their own work, either in the theatre or, in fact, with Anthony Minghella and Juliet Stevenson. We did one of his plays on the radio. And I guess they're more aware of my work in the theatre, so it's a slightly more complicated view of me they have. But, you know, I'm working on it over here.
I think American movie audiences were introduced to you in Die Hard, where you are the head terrorist. How did you get the part in the film?
Because I was appearing on Broadway in Les Liaisons Dangereuses, and the producer saw the film. And then I met him and the director in Los Angeles when the play closed.
Did you like action films? Was this the kind of film that you ever saw yourself in or enjoyed watching?
I have very Catholic tastes in movies, you know. I mean, I'll go and see anything if it's essentially cinematic. So you're just as likely to catch me watching not so much action movies, but actually I think Die Hard, as it turned out, became a kind of classic of its kind. It's an incredibly well-made movie in terms of its technical side and its editing and its storytelling. But that was something that we actually took care of as we were going along with it. So, you know, the process was as interesting as it could be, thanks to the director.
The character you play is someone who has the finest taste in expensive European suits and who has who is just kind of refined and upper class in every way, except for the fact that he desperately wants millions of dollars more than he has.
Like a lot of people.
Yeah. and of course, that he's a terrorist. How did you flesh out the character when you got the script? What are some of the bits of your own that you added to the character?
Well, we had many conversations about... you see, most of the clues are there in the script. If you have somebody singing the Ode to Joy in an elevator, then that's a particular person. Or if he's quoting from Alexander the Great, it's a particular person. And so, therefore, you start to assemble how this person looks, how they behave. It seemed to me evident in the script that he didn't get his hands dirty. He had other people around to do that, and he spent most of the film talking on a, what do you call it, two-way radio thing. And that if Bruce was going to present one image, then I should present the other bookend, in a sense. So that's really what we aimed for.
Die Hard was, I think, the first really expensive film, the first action film, certainly, that you made. Was there anything that really surprised you about what happened on the set or the how money was spent or anything like that?
Everything surprised me because not only was it the first action movie I'd made, it was the first film I'd made. I'd never
That was the very first film.
Yeah. So, I was like the new kid on the block, I suppose. And everything was new and exciting and fun. And I'd just finished doing 6 long, hard months of Les Liaisons Dangereuses 8 times a week on Broadway, and suddenly here I was doing something where I only had 4 lines a day, and didn't matter if I got them wrong, we could do it again. So it was great.
Actor Alan Rickman is my guest. He stars in the new film, Close My Eyes. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. Alan Rickman, let me ask you about another role that a lot of Americans will know you for, and that's the sheriff in Robin Hood. How did you get the part for that? Did you have to audition, or did they just give it to you?
I was asked.
Uh-huh.
And eventually I said, okay.
Why didn't you say okay immediately?
Because I couldn't believe anybody wanted to see a film about Robin Hood. Again.
What made you change your mind?
The script got funnier. So I thought, oh, well, okay. It'd be fun. And also, I had just finished On the Trot, Truly, Madly, Deeply, Closet Land, and Close My Eyes. And those were all very kind of complicated, layered movies. And it seemed like it would be good to have some fun for a while.
Robin Hood steals money from my pocket, forcing me to hurt the public. And they love him for it?
Yes.
Cancel the kitchen scraps for lepers and orphans. No more merciful beheadings. And call off Christmas.
It seemed like you really had fun with the part. You played the character very big. And it was very stylish characterization. You weren't going for realism, but for fun. It seemed to me. As a matter of fact, you will probably disagree with this, but, you know, with Kevin Costner almost mumbling some of his lines, doing them incredibly naturalistically, you know, speaking in a really small voice, and you doing everything really kind of broadly, it almost seemed like you were in 2 different films. I liked yours better.
Let's talk about Close My Eyes.
Do you not want to respond to that?
There's nothing I can say. I mean, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I think we were in the same film. I mean, clearly we were in the same film. It was called Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. But my part had different requirements and different responsibilities, I suppose.
Were you interested in breaking into American films when, you know, before you started making movies? Was that an ambition of yours?
I guess every actor, in a sense, is a dreamer. I mean, that's part of one's makeup, I suspect. And, I guess there was some kind of fantasy there. Or, a fluffy cloud called, I'd like to be in the movies. And I guess that included America. But there was no way that one could predict it was going to happen.
Had you done anything to make it happen? Had you auditioned for other movies before you got the part in Die Hard?
There were meetings on movies. The odd film is made in England, not many, but and I'd met. But I think I always knew that it was going to be a question of being seen in something and then being given a part as a result of that, rather than going for meetings. I don't enjoy that part of the game.
What about auditioning? Are you good at that?
No, I don't like it at all. Because I don't see how you can commit yourself 100%. It's too judgmental. There's nothing to do with an actual process or discovery. You've got to prove something very quickly, now. Or look right, and most of the time it's a question of what you look like. You walk in the room and they've already made a decision. But having said that, I'm a man, and however bad it might seem to me, it's a million times worse for women.
When you've auditioned in movies, have you auditioned opposite an actor or a casting director?
Well, I've never really auditioned. I've just been in and met a director. I haven't really read for anything much. It doesn't tend to work like that in England.
So
you kind of go in and meet, and then they're either interested or they're not.
Do you try to be the character when you have a meeting with somebody? So that you can convince them that you could play that character?
No, there's a kind of devil in me that refuses to do that. I don't like the idea of having to go in dressed up as the character that you want to play. That's like prostitution.
In the sense that it doesn't respect the real process of acting?
Exactly.
So what kind of roles do you have coming up now?
I've just been doing a film in Pittsburgh, which will be coming out in the summer, I think, which is a film that's been directed and written by Tim Robbins, and he's also playing the lead, which I suppose...
Is this the player?
No, he's finished that. It's called Bob Roberts, and it's, I suppose it's, if you know the film The Candidate, it would be a cross between that and Spinal Tap, if you know that film. So it's very much, I hesitate to say the phrase political satire, but I guess that's what it is. It's done as a kind of documentary, but it's very funny too, and it's the story of the terrible rise of a very right-wing pop singer as he gets elected to Senate. And so I play his campaign manager. I've just finished working on that. And before that, I was doing a play in the West End in London, which is the first play I'd done for 4 years, so that was kind of alarming. And I'm going to take that to Japan for a month after Christmas.
I guess being British limits the options that you have in American movies.
Well, the character I just did was American, so it remains to be seen, I suppose.
Did you use an American accent?
I had to, yeah.
Do you find that hard to do? I think Americans are always surprised when an English person speaks American, although Americans always pride themselves on being able to do a British accent, but they can't hear their own accent.
No, and I'm sure that mine will probably sound as ridiculous to you as most Americans' idea of a British accent sounds to me. But, we'll see. We'll see when the movie comes out and I find I've been dubbed.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Alan Rickman stars in the new film, Close My Eyes. This is Fresh Air.